This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. This is the Week in Review. The House passed the nearly $500 billion stimulus package for its final vote in Congress. Today, it's expected that President Trump will sign the bill that would get more relief to small businesses that were unsuccessful at getting relief money in the first stimulus bill. In this round, there will be more safeguards in place to make sure the money gets to the businesses and hospitals in need. More talk from Governor Tim Walz on how to negotiate the virus waters to allow more businesses to open up.
So the people who are saying, my Ace Hardware store in Wilmer, I can control the number of people per square foot in there very tightly. I can disinfect. Is there a plan where that makes sense for us to be able to operate? Because these logical things that you're hearing people say is, why would there be any less risk in this setting than there would be in, say, deemed an essential business like a superstore, like a Walmart or something like that? Those things are absolutely what we're asking and the questions we want to answer, and we think that makes sense. Rather than saying, nope, no non-essential businesses can function, there's going to be some, as I'm just saying. I wish I could even envision when we're going to be back in a crowded stadium, but that is at the end of the marathon.
That was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Earlier in the week, we talked to Mora Mayor Alan Cramstead on how the coronavirus is in the Mora area.
You know, Kennebec County right now is a little island. All the other counties around us have at least one case. We are fortunate right now we haven't any reported cases.
We also talked to Mayor Cramstead about a proposed new apartment building in Mora.
The city has approved assistance for an apartment complex. This group is trying to get funding for. We basically passed resolutions in support. If they get the funding, it would probably start construction next year.
That was Mora's Mayor Alan Cramstead. Announced on April 13th, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Minnesota DNR has ordered Minnesota Township fire wardens to stop issuing burning permits until further notice. The DNR will grant variance permits only. For more information, check out Minnesota's DNR website. Looking for something productive for the kids to do? At the Kennebec County website, you can find family activities that include making a time capsule, coloring books, and help addressing the coronavirus questions your children may ask. That's at kennebeccounty.org. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.